Okay, we are at the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So we, these last couple of Mishnayos of Perek Klal Gadol, as we mentioned yesterday, are dealing with some of the dinim of Haitzah. And we saw in the Mishnah yesterday another klal, which is relevant to Haitzah, which is going to be important to remember. And that is anything which is kashal atzniyo matzniin kamayu, the type of thing which is a useful amount. People put it aside, and someone subsequently is motziyat on Shabbos, they are chayiv. But if it's too small, too insignificant, it's useless because it's too small, and therefore people wouldn't usually put it aside, and so on. And someone does a haitzah on it. Only someone who has already put it aside and showed that they subjectively find this to be a useful amount is going to be chayiv, but everyone else is going to be potter. Fine. So we see in the new sugya the following. Hamitzi tevin kemloi pi para. If a person is mitzi tevin kemloi pi para, and how much tevin, how much straw are they taking out? The amount which fills the mouth of a cow. Atza, which the Gemara is going to explain what atza is, but it's another type of tevin of sorts. Atza kemalei pi gamel. This is food which camels eat, and therefore it's got to be the amount which would fill up a camel's mouth. Amir, which we'll see what amir is, but it's basically some type of the husks of the wheat, the cash. So the amir is kemalei pi tlep. This is the amount which would fill up a sheep's mouth. And finally, asavim, grass, is kemalei pi gdi. So basically we have, going from largest to smallest, we have atza, tevin, amir, and asavim, camel, a cow, sheep, and a little goat. Now the Mishnah says, alei shum v'alei betzalim, if it's leaves of garlic and onions, lachen kigar geris. So if they are moist, fresh ones, then it's the shear of a gregaris. Yeveshim, once they dry, kemalei pi gdi. Then this is something which already a young goat would eat, and therefore the shear of haitzah is going to be a malei pi gdi. V'ein mitzarfim zeim zeh mipnei shlishavu b'shiureihen. Says the Mishnah that one is not able to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that because they have different shiurim, different amounts. Before we see the Gemara, let's just see. Let's see one Rashi and one Tesis. So Rashi says, the second Rashi in the Mishnah, Kamalai Pi Gamal. So this is nafish yurim pipara. This is even larger than the mouth of a cow. Avol kemalei pipara lemechayiv. If a person takes out the otza, which we said is the type of food which a camel eats, and you only take out the amount which would fill the mouth of a cow, lemechayiv dehalei chazi lepara, because it's not considered to be a suitable food for the cow. And therefore, you're going to be potter. That is what Rashi says. Now, there's a thesis over here, Mipnei Shalei Shavu B'Shireim, just over halfway down, which is going on the Mishnah. Thesis says, Avalaisim Shavu, but those ones which happen to have the same shiur, Gagoyin Omer V'Ali Shum V'Ali Betzalem Lachim, Mitzarfim. Now, this is very interesting. So you've got amir, which is going to be some type of a inedible for human consumption type of food, one would have thought, meaning to the extent that this is what sheep eat, one would have thought that this is not going to be the type of thing which human beings eat. But we're saying, nevertheless, amir and ali shum and ali betzalem, which we're going to see is in fact the same measurement, they are mitzdarif. V'chein chamur l'kau, and so too, if you have a measurement which is a stringent measurement, meaning to say a measurement which even a small amount is mechayiv you, that can be mitzurif to a situation where you need a larger amount. Kegoin teven la'atza. For instance, the shear of teven, which the amount of teven you need to be moitzi is a smaller amount, it's the amount to fill up a cow's mouth, that could be mashlim the shear of atza. So in other words, let's say for argument's sake, let's say that a camel's mouth holds 2 liters, and a cow's mouth holds 1.5 liters, let's say for argument's sake. So if you have, let's say if you have 1.9 liters of atza, which you'd like to feed your camel, and then you use 0.1 liters of teven, that is able to be mashlin the shear, because teven vis-a-vis atza is considered to be more stringent insofar even a smaller amount of teven is going to be mechayiv you. So it's more chashiv, it's more chomor, and so on. So says Tosfos, if it's the same amount, or as we're going to see in the Gemara, if it's considered to be more stringent insofar that even a smaller amount is mechayiv you, so then that is mashlim. That's what Tosfos says. V'chein chomer lekal, k'gein teven la'atza, l'mlei p'gamo. V'afilu loye teven ro'oy legamo. Now Tosfos is bothered by a question. What is the rationale of this concept that we're saying, well, if they have different amounts, then you cannot be mitzdarf them. But if they're the same amount, if it's the same shear, then you can. Or if this shear is more chamor vis-a-vis this shear, then this can be mashlam that. But to the extent that you need a certain amount and you don't have that amount, and you're using another amount which is perhaps inedible for the particular creature or human being which needs to eat it, what's the rationale to say, oh, punt, it happens to be the same amount, so the shear of Amir, which we said is the amount which a tle consumes in its mouth, which happens to be the shear of a gregarious, which happens to be the same amount which a human being would consume of fresh garlic and onion leaves, oh, so it's the same shear, so you could use a few garlic leaves, mash them to the shear when it comes to the sheep food. But if the sheep isn't going to eat it, so why, what's the rationale to say that it's mitzar? That's something which Tosfos grapples with. And Tosfos says, Shema agav ha'otza hu ro'oy. So perhaps, maybe together with the otza, it is ro'oy, so to speak. So in other words, we're saying if you, maybe it's not ro'oy by itself, but maybe together with something else it becomes ro'oy. But the important thing to take out of this Tosfos is we just need to at least think or consider, be aware. We're saying that if there's 4 different items in the Mishnah, 4 different types of animals, 4 different shiurim, the Mishnah says you cannot be mitzarev because they're different shiurim. But if it's the same shiur, or I'm using something which is even more chamor, vis-a-vis something which is more kal, then you can. But we need to understand why that should be. If it's inedible, mali, that it's a dava chamor, but it's useless, because I'm not able to provide lunch for my animal. So that's something which is good to have in your mind as we go through this sugya. It says the Gemara like this, my otza, so we said, otza is the amount which needs for a camel. My otza, I'm reviewed a tevin shalmini kitni. So it's a type of straw which you find with different types of legumes. Whatever it is. Not so clear, but it's a straw which you find by legumes. Yasrav dimi omar, hamitzi tevin kumalei pipara legamo. So let's think about this case. The person does a haitzah on tevin. Now we said that teven is what a cow has. So what does he do? He's moitzi teven kimlo bipara, right, which is the correct shear, but legamo. He takes it out with the intention of feeding a camel. Now a camel's not going to take too kindly to this teven. So you took out a shear which is considered to be objectively sufficient and large enough, but you took it out for an animal which isn't going to want to eat it. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Ish lagish amar pater. So we would understand that, yeah, it makes sense that you're going to be chayiv because you took out the shear, the requisite shear, tevin, the shear of tevin is kamalei pi para. And you took out a kamalei pi para's worth of tevin, so you should be chayiv, finished. So Rabbi Yochanan says, chayiv ish lagish as your pater. Beurta, the following, that night, Om Rabbi Yochanan hachi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. However, Litzafra, excuse me, that's what he said at night, Litzafra, the following morning, Hadebei, Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, he retracted. Rabbi Yosef, Zok Rabbi Yosef, Shapra Ovid Dehadar. It's good that he retracted. Why? Dehali Chazi Legomo. Because this camel is not going to eat this tevin. So what do I care that you took out a shear, which happens to be a chashir for a para, if you took it out for the camel's lunch, and the camel is not going to eat it, why should you be mechuyev? That was Rabbi Yosef's taina. Amalei Abaya, Adraba, what do you mean? Kedemikara mistabra, fakaret, it makes sense, like Rabbi Yochanan originally said, that you're chayiv, why? Daha, chazi lepara. At the end of the day, you took out an amount of food, which the Mishnah says, that is considered to be a chashiv amount by virtue that a cow would eat it. So you took out the amount which is objectively considered to be large enough. So avadi you should be mechuyev. So we don't understand Rabbi Yochanan's chazara, says Abai. It makes more sense to say like Rabbi Yochanan said originally. So when Ravin came along, Ravin said different to Rav Dimi. Many often find Rava and Rav Dimi that they came from Eretz Yisrael and they were saying things over from Rabbi Yochanan. So Kiyasa Ravin Amar Hameti Tevin Kamlepi Par Legamo Lakuri Amalei Pligidechayv Avado. If you take out the amount that of Tevin which a cow eats, you're going to be chayv, irrespective who you take it out for. You can take it out for yourself, for your lunch, it doesn't make a difference. You have taken out a chashiv amount, finished. You're going to be chayiv. Ki pligi, when is there a machlekes? But might see atza, and we said atza is the food which a camel eats. Ki pligi, but might see atza, kemalei pi para la para. Ah, this is a different story. Meaning you take out atza, which we said is a type of straw which you find in legumes, and you took out a smaller amount, the amount which fills the mouth of a cow. So again, going back to our example, let's say a cow's mouth is 1.5 liters and a camel's mouth is 2 liters. You take out 1.5 liters of camel food for a cow. Cow's mouth can fill 1.5 liters. So you took out the volume for a cow, but you took out the type of food which cows don't usually eat. That's the shayla. That's going to be the shayla of the Gemara. And it was said the opposite way around. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Potter. Why you Potter? Because look, you took out the type of food which cows don't like to eat. Whereas the Reish Lakish, some have the Girsa of Rabbi Oishia, which actually makes more sense, and we'll see why in a minute it makes more sense. Rabbi Oishia Amar, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pata Achila Ayvet Chak Leishma Achila. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're going to be Pata because this is not a normal Achila. A cow is going to have to be hard pressed and super hungry to eat this, and therefore this is an Achila Al Yedeat Chak. And therefore, loishma achila. Whereas Reish Lakish or Rabbi Oishia, we said, am achayiv achila ayidei tchak shma achila. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv. So there's a few points over here which need clarification. Number one, originally, before we did this hazara, originally, Rabbi Yosef came along and Rabbi Yosef said, it makes good sense why Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Because after all, lechazi legamol. So if you take out a maloi pi paras worth of tevin, 1.5 liters of straw, which is the shear for hoitzah of tevin, because that's what a cow eats, but you took it out for a camel, you're going to be a potter, because the camel doesn't like to eat this. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. So ask the Pnei Yeshua over here. I mean, it's very, very difficult to understand Rabbi Yosef. I mean, it's very difficult. At the end of the day, the Mishnah says, what is the shear of tevin? How much tevin do you need to take out to be chayiv? 1.5 liters, the amount which will fill a cow's mouth. Finished. Now you're telling me, oh, but because you took it out for the sake of a camel, you should be potter. Why would you say that? You took out a chashav shear. That is the kasha of the Bnei Yeshua. And he says the following. He says, Yesh l'tzmaya. What is the pshat on what Rabbi Yosef was saying? So he says the following. He says, it could be that the reason of Rabbi Yosef is the following. That Eina Hanami, by regular Isuri Shabbos, they are a halacha l'mishmi Sinai. For instance, like the shear of a gregaris. We don't make a difference. We don't differentiate between Oyeg Melech HaBashan and a regular person. If you take out a gregaris worth of meat, you're chayiv. Why? Because a gregaris is considered to be the amount of food which is mechayiv you. Ah, you're Oyeg Melech HaBashan. And a gregaris worth of food is nishtahin, nishtahar. It's not going to do anything for you. It doesn't make a difference. It's a halach l'meishmi Sinai. We don't change it no matter what. Says the Pnei Yeshua. However, when it comes to animal food, Rabbi Yosef thought maybe animal food is in fact different. Maybe the shear of its hutzah has to do with your intention. And therefore, Kaven de Begamo Lehavi Shiura Kisavar Potter. That's why Rabbi Yosef thought with animal food is a different story. Human food, gregarious, halacha mishmi Sinai, doesn't make a difference. Maybe animal food is not the same halacha mishmi Sinai as such, and therefore it actually depends on why you take it out. That's why he thought to say what he said, and the Gemara retracts, and the Gemara says, no, Lamaisa, we don't say that. At the end of the day, what is the machlekes? And the machlekes is the way that Ravin presents it. A person took out a kipligi b'meitzi otza kemlei pipara lapara. You take out the otza food, which is usually what camels eat, for a cow, for a para. Rabbi Yechon says you're potter because it's achila al yideatchak lo yishma achila. And Rish Lakish slash Reb Oishu says Yechayiv, because Achila Yedid Chak Shema Achila. So two things over here. Number one, the Rambam Paskins like call it Rish Lakish. The Rambam Paskins Achila Yedid Chak Shema Achila, and therefore it makes more sense to have the Girsa Reb Oishu instead of Rish Lakish, because we know with other than three exceptions we always Paskin like Reb Yechanan over Rish Lakish. So if we have the Girsa of Oishia, it's easier for us to understand why the Rambam paskin like that Chito, because it's Rabbi Oishia, it's not Rish Lakish. That's number one. Another thing which is interesting, a very interesting point, is that we're saying that Rabbi Yechanan Chita is the reason why your potter is because a cow doesn't particularly like to eat this otza. The cow likes to have its regular tevin. If the cow is really, really hungry, if push comes to shove, it'll eat it. But it says Rabbi Yochanan, Achila Yediatchak Loishma Achila. Now if you look at Tesis over here, Tesis says Achila Yediatchak Loishma Achila. Frek Tesis Vahada Omar, the Pere Ketzet Haregel Achila Yediatchak Shma Achila. So Frek Tesis, but there we seem to imply when animals go and they damage and they eat, even if they're not particularly enjoying it, it's achila yediatchak, nevertheless yachayiv. So Masechet Shabbos, we're saying achila yediatchak of animals is leishma achila, and in Baba Kama we're saying shma achila. Says this is hani mele lenyan nizakin delecha shvinen le mishuna, meaning we need to know which area of shas we're discussing. When we're dining in Hilchas Nezakin, and we're dining on, is it considered to be strange? Is it considered to be abnormal? Is it an objectively weird thing for an animal to eat this particular type of food, to say that the animal, that the owner doesn't have to pay full damage, he only has to pay 50%. Azoy vait, to say that this is called strange, mishuna, we're not going to say that, and we're going to say achila ayile etchak, shma achila. It's considered to be normal enough to say that you have to pay full damages, and we're not going to say, oh, this is abnormal behavior, and therefore the owners shouldn't have to pay full damages, it's a mitigating factor, they only have to pay 50%, they didn't need to watch their animals, that we don't do. That's because there, we're wearing our Nizakin glasses, our Nizakin spectacles, says Tastus. Whereas over here, avalach lach shuve lenyan Shabbos lechashiv achila. But when it comes to our discussion, and our discussion is we're dining on the Hilchos Shabbos Shabbos, that's a different story, and therefore we'll say it doesn't have the chashivus of a haitzah. It's got to be a chashiv haitzah. We're going to see in the next sugya that when it comes to haitzah and Shabbos, we have the concept of malachis machsheves lurking in the background. You always have to do a malacha in a chashuv way. And if you do it in a way which is not chashuv, then it's lacking in malachis machsheves. And that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan might say, achila yidei pchat leishma achila. Okay, good. We move on. When we said Amir is kemaloi pitla, so we said the Amir is some type of a cash, some type of an external husk of the kernel of the shibolim, Rashi said. So, frek de gemara vatanya kegregeris. We said, how much omer do you need to take out? Not the amount to fill the mouth of a sheep, but rather a gregeris worth. Says the gemara, idivi chadshiyurohu. It's the same thing. How big is a gregeris? The amount which would go and fill the mouth of a sheep. So it's interesting. So we had a choice of presenting this shear of Amir either by saying Kimalai Pitla or by saying Gregaris, and we chose to say Kimalai Pitla. I mean, Gregaris is a much more common shear to mention. Why not mention Gregaris like we find it in so many places? So if you look at Tesis over here, Tesis says, "V'ha'ad nakit b'masnis in kimalei pitzla, v'lei nakit kigregaris, which is much more common." Lashmeinan de mishum achilas tzla nasni bechachamim shir zeh, because we're specifically coming to point out that the reason why if a person is mitzi this amount, you are chayiv, is because you took out an amount which is considered to be significant for a sheep. I mean, that's the reason why we are Mishayer with this amount, because that is what a sheep will eat. So that's considered to be a chashuv amount for a sheep specifically. So that's the reason why we mention it. So we're not mentioning, had we said gregaris, you might have made a mistake to say, oh, gregaris is the amount when it comes to human food. No, that's not the reason, says Thesis. That's what he says. The inaki gregeris lehavi yodinen lo manasne bechacham shir zeh, and hence, for the sake of clarity, we're coming to say that the shir is because this is a chashuv shir, because this will be lunch for the sheep, as opposed to saying something else, it would have been confusing. Fine. Then we said alei shum alei betzalim, if it's going to be the just one second. Exact. If it's going to be Ali Shum and Ali Betzalim, the leaves of garlic and onions, if it's fresh, moist ones, lachem kikre geris, yaveshim is kemalei pi gdi, the amount which you would fit to the mouth of a goat. And we said the ein mitzdar from zem ibnei shalei shavu b'shirayim, because it's not the same amount.
So Am Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Chanina Ein Mitzdarfim Lachomer Shaban Avo Mitzdarfim Lakal Shaban.
This din of the Mishnah, which we already saw, we alluded to in Tesis before, we saw that you cannot be mitzdarif different amounts because of the dissimilar shiurim. It's only, you cannot be mitzdarif something which has a shir kal to something which has a shir chomor. Let me first give you an example outside in a totally different area, just to make it a little bit simpler. Let's say I say that the amount of gold which is mechayev you is 1 ounce of gold. Gold is very expensive. 1 ounce of gold is considered to be a choshev amount to justify and to aser a hoitzah min ha-Torah. Silver is not as choshev. You need 10 ounces of silver in order to be chayev. Now let's say you have 9.5 ounces of silver. So here we say if you add 0.5 of an ounce of gold to the mashlan, the shear of 10 ounces, then you're chayiv. Because gold is so chomer, it's not going to be worse than the silver. Meaning, if I see that 1 ounce of gold is enough to be mechayiv you, so gold is very strict, it's very stringent. So therefore, if I'm lacking a certain amount, a certain measurement, I can use something else whose measurement is much more stringent vis-a-vis what I'm actually dealing with now. But let's say I have 0.8, if I have only, instead of 1 ounce of gold, I have 0.8 ounces of gold. And I need 0.2, I cannot use 0.2 ounces of silver, because silver is kal. Silver is not as choshev as gold, and that's not able to be mashlin. So says the Gemara over here, the same is true. We've got four different measurements for animal feed. We've got atza, tevin, omer, asavim. Gomel, para, tle, gdi. A cow, a sheep, and a goat. So says the Gemara over here, Amar Yisrael b'chanin, ein mitzdar from l'chomer shebehen, avo mitzdar from l'kal shebehen. It's mitzdarif to the kal. So the chomer can be mitzdarif to the kal. The type of commodity which requires a small amount is able to be mitzdarif, to be mashlim, the larger amount. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Ein mitzdarif from l'chomer shebehen, mi sheshiure gadol. Something which has got a large shear, havi kal, is lenient, so to speak. Ein mitzdarif l'hashlim sheshiure shechomer, and therefore can it be mitzdarif to that which is chomer, the ha lechoshev. Kiahu, because it's not as choshev. Avol hachoshev, mashlim es hakal l'kishiur. That which is a smaller amount, the smaller amount, by definition, from the fact that you don't need to take out so much, vaistos, it's got a chashivas. The choshev is mashlim lekal lekeshiur, meaning to say, tevan, which is a smaller amount, is mitzdarif im atza lahashlim pi gomo. Whereas atza, which is the larger amount, a mitzdarif im tevan lahashlim malay pi paro. So that is what Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina says. A mitzdarif im lachomer shebehen, but it's mitzdarif lekal shaban. So, as we mentioned before, there's an interesting dion here in the Rishonim. What is the rationale for Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina? Where is he coming from? So, let me just speak it out. We're saying that how much atzah do you need? Let's say 2 liters worth. 2 liters worth of atzah is what the camel needs for lunch. So we say, if I've got 1.8 liters of atzah, I can use 0.2 liters of tevin to be mashlin, to make up for the deficiency. Because tevin only needs 1.5 liters, so tevin has got a certain stringency. But 1 second, but if a camel's not going to eat the tevin, so I don't care that tevin is more chomer, if the camel is going to turn up its nose and say, I'm not going to eat this stuff, this is cow food. I am a camel. I don't touch this stuff. So what's the rationale to say that you can be mashlim with it? Just doesn't make sense. Why should that be? Why should that be? So there's an interesting Meiri over here. The Meiri says that the rationale to say that it's mitzdarif, that the chomor
is mitzdarif to the cow is because a camel will eat Tevin and Amir and Asovim. Meaning, when we say that a camel eats Otso, it'll eat Otso and Tevin and Amir and Asovim. Asovim is the most chamer, it's the smallest amount. So the smallest amount will be mashlim for the next one up, for right, for the Tleh. And that will be mashlim for the one up for the Parah. And that will be mashlim for the one up for the camel. It's, we have to say, says the Meiri, because the Meiri was bothered by this, that the animal which eats the larger amount is not so discerning. And it's quite an incredible thing when you think about it. Niflei Saboire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the camel needs a large amount to eat, but it's not going to be so finicky. Can you imagine if a camel needs so much to eat, and it's going to be very finicky? No, I'm only going to eat this. Nothing else, don't bring me that, only this. No, we don't say such a thing. So says the Meir, the reason why the chomer is mashlim the cow is because the animal would eat that also. And the reason why the cow is not mashlim the chomer is because the animal would not eat that. That's the way the Meir learns, which is very interesting. So let's see. Amr Rabbi Yezibel, v'ni name is Tav, l'chomer sheben, av mitzav, l'kal sheben. Frag the Gemara behold the shovel bishiureya and me mitzdarfin. Do you mean to tell me that if they don't have the same shear, you, by definition you cannot be mitzdarif? But now we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim. Habeged gimel al gimel. What is the shear for tuma? 3x3. And sack is 4x4. And R is 5x5. And mapitz is and like a cushion is going to be 6x6. The Tani Allah, and we said, we learned a brisa about this. The Tani Allah, habeged vasak, asak v'ha'or, ha'or v'ha'mepitz mitzdarfim zemze. All of these things can be mitzdarf. You can take a little bit of a patch of leather, and then a little bit of sack, and so on, and you can be mitzdarf. V'ha'mar Rebbe Shim, and ma'atam, if they should ru'in letam, imoishav. Then the reason why is because you're able to be mitame tumas meishav. Time of the ruin letame meishav. Aval ein roi letame meishav loy. The only reason why you're able to be mitzdar of them is because there is something which they could do together. They could all team up together and they can make some type of a cushion, some type of a place to sit. Which is considered to be useful. And that's the only reason why they're able to be mitzdarif. But if they couldn't be mitzdarif, even though one is perhaps more chomer than the other, there is no tziruf. There is no tziruf. So you're, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, telling me that the chomer can be mitzdarif to the cow. Why should it be able to be mitzdarif? It can only be mitzdarif insofar as you can kind of team up together and it becomes something which is useful. So says the Gemara, you're right. Tamarava hachanami hazila dugma. So to over here, the reason why you can be mitzdarif, the chomor to the cow, is because it also is considered to be useful insofar as someone who would like to show off the various types of animal feed which he's able to sell. Can take a little bit of Amir and a little bit of Atsa and a little bit of Tevin and so on and make a presentation. Rashi says, Achanami the Hazi Biyachat La Dugma, Bishiesh La Limkart Sever Mikula, and he makes a pile of all of these things together. And he places it in his window. Laharis Shiesh La Limkart Mikula, to show that he has all of these various items to sell. He wants all of these things together. The because if they're not together, the wind might blow them away, and therefore there is a certain teamwork over here. They are used together, and that's the reason why you can be mitzdarif. So, bottom line, we're saying that a tziruf only takes place if it's the same shear or the chomer is being mashlim the cow, not the cow being mashlim the chomer. Says the Mishnah, Meitzi Eichlem Kigre Geres Chayiv. If a person is Meitzi the Shear of Eichre Geres, then they are Chayiv. U Mitzvah from Zemzem, and they should shovel Bishiorein.
Chutz mi klipasan. The exception is from klipasan or klipehen. The exception of their shells, the garineim, and their seeds, the uktzayen, and the stalks, the suban, umursin, and the various chaff and husks. No, chutz mi klipi adashim. Whereas the shell of the beans, they are included. They can be mashlim, shemiz bashlisamen, because you cook those together. And insofar as they're cooked together, they're considered to be perfectly edible, and they're going to be part of the shear of a gregaris. Frag the Gemara Kasha, the Suban, Umursin, and Lay Mitzdarfi, it's not Mitzdarf to the shear gregaris. Otnan, we learned in the Mishnah Chala, Hameshas Revayim Kemach Va'oid, 5 quarters in a pit of Kemach, of flour. Hayavim b'chala are obligated in chala, hein v'suban u'mursana, not only the actual pure flour, but even the impure, the subin, and the mursan, as long as it's all made together, and you make a batch of dough together with them, it's all mitzorif in the shir chala. So, surely this seems to be an edible commodity. Am rabayinein, shekein ani eichopite v'isa beluzda. That is a special din when it comes to challah, because the ani will knead his dough and his flour with these impurities together, and therefore it's considered to be lechem ha'aretz. But whereas when it comes to Shabbos, says Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom, umi ulinyin Shabbos, midi dechashiv bayinan, v'stamayu da'ani la'vaychoninu. There's a chashivas required, after all, every malach has got to be Malachas Machshavas, and therefore, min astam, these things are not considered to be normal edible commodities, and therefore they're excluded. Then we said, Rabbi Yehuda said, Chutz mi klipi adashim ha-mizbach v'zimahen. So Gemara is medayik adashim in Pulin loy, specifically adashim beans, but not Pulin. V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda ema chutz mi klipi Pulin v'adashim. He seems to bring both adashim and Pulin in. It depends if it's new or old. New can be included, old is not included. Atiki, my time, aloy. I'm Rabbi Avoyim, a nation nearing Kizvuvin Bekaara, because the old ones already have black dots in them, and they have the appearance like flies in a plate, and therefore no one would want to use them anymore, and therefore it's only the shells of the new beans, of the pulin beans, which could be included, as opposed to the klipa of old pulin beans, which were not included. Okay, Hadron Alach, Klal Gadol, very important perek. Okay, we begin now the next perek, and this perek also is going to deal with the various shiurim needed for various types of food and liquid and items and so on. And the basic premise in Yesoid is whatever is going to be considered to be a useful amount, that's going to be one thing which we're going to find in the Rishonim. And another thing which we're going to perhaps also see and toy around with is whether or not all these shiurim are a halach lemesh mizinai. So let's see. Says the Mishnah, Motzi yayin kedei mezikas hakos. How much wine do you need to take out to be chayiv? And Rashi says we're discussing undiluted wine. We know that wine, Bizman Chazal, was very strong and thick, and therefore every wine would be subsequently diluted. The Gemara says in one place, Amar Rava, the Gemara is going to bring this in later on in Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says, Kol Chamra, the Leidari, Al Chad, Tlas Maya, any wine which you don't take one portion wine to 3 portions Mayim, is not considered to be wine. So we're discussing how much undiluted wine do you need to take out. So how many is the amount which you need to dilute and create a cup of wine. Hala of milk, the amount needed to gulp. Dvash, al hakosis. Honey is the amount needed to place on the sore back of a camel. That's the way Rashi learns. Shemen, oil, the amount needed to smear on a small limb. Mayim gedei loshev ben esakilar, the
the amount needed to make some type of a eye patch. We'll see exactly what a keeler is, but it's something which is placed on the eye. The shakala mashkin revius. All of the liquids are going to be a revius. The chala shevchim revius. All of the dirty liquids are going to be a revius. Shimonim rakulam revius. All amounts are revius. There's no business of a gulp's worth of milk and the kadei mezigas, a case worth of undiluted wine. Everything is revius. It's always revius. So in other words, Rav Shimon is very makel. Rav Shimon says, all of these shiurim, which you said, the amount needed to smear on a small limb, and the amount needed to place on the back of a camel, and so on, all of those shiurim are only speaking about an individual who has subjectively already showed and demonstrated that these things are important to him, that these shiurim of the Mishnah apply. But a regular person, it's a revius. It's always going to be a revius. So Rav Shimon is makel, and that's the way Rav Shimon takes on. Maybe just to mention for a moment, we mentioned there is a discussion in the Rishonim and the Acharonim as to what are all these shirim. Where do these shirim come from? For instance, the Bnei Yeshua says that the shir of a gregaris, when it comes to food, that is the halacha Mishmi Sinai. And the emphasis is we saw this in the Gemara in Brachas when we spoke about the pasuk of Eretz Chitos Sa'ira Gefen Teiman Varimene Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. So we spoke about the Shiurin, and there we mentioned Shiurin Lagabi Haitzah Shabbos. So the Bnei Yeshua says that the Shiur of a Gregaris, for instance, that is a halacha Mishmi Sinai. There is a Rashbam in Baba Basra, Daphne Nehemet Beis, that the Rashbam mentions that the Shir Gregaris also has to do with Melechus Machsheves. Some of the Acharonim explain, Rav Menachem Zomba and Tetzes Chaim says, the Rashbam doesn't mean to say that it's only because of Melechus Machsheves, because Avada, the whole concept of Shiurim is Halach HaMishmi Sinai, but he just means, even in a situation, let's say, where it wouldn't be a classical malacha as such, still we would say that there's a din of shiurim. So there's a din shiurim, there's a din of malachas machsheves, and so on. That's what he says. There's a very interesting Rambam, which is kedai to mention, just to kind of bring out a little bit this discussion. This is a Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Me'ilah. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Very interesting discussion on the Rambam. Now, obviously, Hilchas Me'ilah is discussing someone who is moil in Hekdesh. You are nana from Hekdesh. Says the Rambam like this: Kol kodshim is be'ach ben kodshim kodshim ben kodshim kalim asurin begizo v'alvoida. So you're not allowed to go ahead and start to shear an animal or work the animal. You can't do that. He quotes the Vasek. V'hagoyiz is a sashar. If someone shears a shar, oy ha'ayved b'tzoyin leikim in ha'toyra, you get malchus. V'toylish enuk ha'goyiz. Plucking out a hair is not considered like goyiz. Now, how much do you need to shear to be chayiv? What's the shear of shearing? Right? Shear and shear, not to be confused. What is the shi'ur of shearing? Says the Rambam, an interesting zach, the yearly, I think, you don't find this so often in the Rambam, the yearly, she'ein aloike ad she'yigzoiz kedei roichav hasit kofel. How much do you need to shear a roichav sit kofel? This distance is a roich of sit, the distance between the etzba to the ama, to the middle finger, that's called a sit, and a roich of sit, kafel, is double the amount. Where did the Rambam get that shear from? Legabi me'ila. So like the Rambam, you wouldn't get malchus unless your goyiz is kedei roich of sit kafel. Lo yehei zeh chomor mishabbos, because it's not going to be more chomer than Shabbos. And if legabi Shabbos, that is the shear, so legabi me'ila for malchus, that's also going to be the shear. So there's a Reb Chaim in stencil. We'll just mention the har. He won't mention the whole thing. But there's a Reb Chaim in stencil in Shin Nun Beis, where Reb Chaim, he shtells in this Rambam. He focuses, what exactly is the Rambam doing? I mean, usually we say that Shiurim are a halach l'mesh misinai. And okay, the halach l'mesh misinai, for this, it's that. And for this, it's that. So if Legabi, the Issa Me'ilah, it wasn't said halach l'mesh misinai, and there's no din Shiurim, so then why would we necessarily say, well, it's not going to be more chomer than Shabbos? Why? I mean, maybe Shabbos has got, is because of its shiur, and maybe Malkus, the Malkus of Me'ilah is totally different. Like, what gives you the right to necessarily compare if one has a halach l'mesh misinai and one doesn't? So there's an interesting din in Reb Chaim over here as to how can the Rambam compare the shiur legabi sitz kofel legabi heitzah Shabbos to the din of Malkus legabi nanim and a hektish if one's halach l'mesh misinai. Okay, zog the gemara baita tana. We learned in a brayse kedei mezikas kois yafe. What's the shiur when we said in the Mishnah kedei mezikas kois? It means a good kois, a chashav kois, a kois yafe. What does that mean? My case, Yafa. Kois shel bracha. A kois shel bracha of Birkas Hamazon, which needs to have a revius. Amrav Nachman Amarava Bravua, kois shel bracha tzach shihei by reiva revius. The kois shel bracha needs to have a reiva revius of undiluted wine. Kidei, sheyim zegenu, so that when you add three portions of mayim, the yamid al revius, meaning when we speak in general in Shas about a revius means a revius haloig. A revius, a quarter of a loig. That's what a revius is. It's a quarter. We just call it a quarter, a revius. It means a revius haloig. So if you want to get to end up with a revius, so then it's ba. Roiva revius, you need to have one quarter of a quarter, 1/16. Kedeshim zegena, so that when you add three portions mayim, i.e. 3/16, altogether you'll have 4/16, which is one quarter of a lug. So basically, we're saying over here, how much undiluted wine do you need? You need to have the amount that when you add three portions mayim to it, you will have a revius. Kadeshims again, a viyamad el revius. Amarav avananamitanino, we also learned in a braisa, hamitiyayin kademizikas akais, vatani la kademizikas kais yafa, ukadari sefer, vashakalamashkin berevius, varavalatamei, this is Rava going according to his shita. The Amar Rava, Rava says that why are you putting these two things together? Why are you putting wine together with all other mashkin which says revius? Because Rava says, Kol chamra deleidari al-chad, all wine, all undiluted wine, which you don't mix with one portion of undiluted wine. Tlas maya, three portions of mayim, lav chamrahu, it's not considered to be wine. That is what Rava says. Om rabbaya shtei tshuvas bedavar, I've got two kashas on you. You can't necessarily infer this from our sugya, from our Mishnah. You know, you wanted to say afananami tanina from our Mishnah, that that's going to be the shiur, because our Mishnah says shar mashkin is a revius, and you say that, you know, wine is also a revius, and you need to have a one to four ratio, and so on. Afet says, abaye shtei tshuvas bedavar, chada disnan vehamozug, Shnei chelkei mayim, the echad yayin min hayayin ashironi. One second, don't we have a sugya meseches nida, which is discussing the shade of dam, legabe nida. And it says it's like wine. And it says, what's trad, it's like wine? It's like one portion yayin with two portions of mayim. So you're saying it's a 1:3 ratio. There we see it's a 1:2 ratio. Number one. Number two, va'oid mayim bekad umitztarfin. I don't understand. You're telling me that the amount of wine you need to be motzi is the amount, so that when you subsequently add the mayim, which is in a jug, you will have a davar chashuv. I don't understand. The mayim is in the jug. The mayim is in the kad. And it's mitzarif. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Rashi says, v'oid mayim v'kad mitzarifin, itayim the masnisin yayin. If the term in the Mishnah of biyayin mishum delecha mazigley, delechi mazigley, that when you mix it, you dilute it, the year l'shtia, and it'll be roi l'shtia, yehi be'rivias, hashtem yeki mapik le'adai le'nimzak. Right now, it is not yet diluted. The ein kan shir, ein kan shir. They change it to umayim sha'oidin bekad, and the mayim, which is still in the jug, heich mitzdarfin l'chayvoy. Ella says Abaya al korach of time alav mishum deleschazi l'shtiel erivias kishar mashkinu. It's got nothing to do with the fact that when you might see it, it'll be oimed on the shear of revias, like the Mishnah said by other mashkin. Ella hachi shiure, that is its shear. V'avol gar dechi mazig lei lo yehavi revias, even though when you dilute it, you won't necessarily have a revias. That is its shear. So it's not the amount which necessarily will make up a revias, and you're trying to bring a proof in the Mishnah. Those are the two kashas which Abaye has. Number one, we see it from the Sugya Nida that it's not 1 to 3, it's 1 to 2. And also it doesn't make sense to say that we consider its shear based on the subsequent mayim, which is currently in a jug, once it subsequently is added to it. So those are the kashas which Abaye asked Rava. Amalei Rava, ha dekamre shnei chelkei mayim echad yayin min hayayin hashireini. You asked me a kasha from the Sugya Nida. It's not shver. The yayin hashireini lachud, the rafi, the wine in the sharon is weak, and therefore you don't add 3 portions of mayim to it. You only add 2 portions of mayim to it, because it's weak. But what does that have to do with regular wine, which is stronger? In Amur, else I could say another dichui, that hasem ishum chazusa, there, when we're bringing in a comparison to wine, we're discussing what shade of red is considered to be dam legabe nida. So when we're downing on the shade of red, legabe nidas, then we compare it to yana shirani. But when it comes to the taste and the flavor, you need 3 portions of mayim vis-a-vis the yayin. Udaka Amris, in your second question that you said, mayim bekadim et starthin, I'll tell you, le'inyan Shabbos midi b'chashiv b'inan. The requirement is something which is chashiv, midi b'chashiv b'inan, v'ha nami. Ha-chashiv, this also is considered to be chashiv, says Rashi in the first big line. Why? So it has chashivas insofar as you're able to add mine to it. In other words, just like, let's say, if a person is mitzi salt, a certain amount of salt is chashiv. Ah, you don't eat the salt by itself. You're right. But it's chashiv insofar as you're able to add it with something else. So to over here, this undiluted wine has a chashivas insofar as when you subsequently add 3 portions of mayim, it will also, you know, voila, lo and behold, you've got your glass of wine, and it's very good. So says Rava. Tana, I'm just going to try and see if we can get to the 2 dots, because I want to get a little bit ahead for Friday, so that if we have something in Matzei Shabbos, it can be short, because it's late. Tana, we learned in the Braise, Yavesh Bekezayis. What is the shear of Haitzah by dry, congealed wine? Kezayis, says the Braise, Divrei Rabbi Nosson. So he says it is a Kezayis worth. What's the rationale? It says Rashi 2 lines down in the big lines, Bekezayis Dimi Kara Havibe Revius. Originally there was a Revius. Ubekarush. Okay, let's leave the rest of Rashi for now. It's a kezayis because originally there was a revias and it congealed, and now it is a kezayis. That is Divrei Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, saying the same thing. Rabbi Nosson had Amarin that congealed wine is a kezayis. What was he saying? What was Rabbi Yezi Rabbi Yehuda saying? The Tanya. Rabbi Yezi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shisha Devarim Mikulei Beis Shammai Michumei Beis Hillel. I, Rabbi Yezi Rabbi Yehuda, am reporting. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda is reporting six things which Beis Shammai was Mikul and Beis Hillel were Machmer. Rashi says there's many more than six, but this is what Rabbi Yehuda was reporting. Six things which Beis Shammai is Mikul and Beis Hillel is Machmer. One of them is Dam Nevela, the blood of a Nevela. Beis Shammai says it's Tar, Beis Hillel Metamin. And on that, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, Afka Shetimo Beis Hillel, even when Beis Hillel said that Dam Nevela is Tamei, it's only then as the shear of a revius. Why? Because when it congeals, v'lamed al kezayis, it will be the shear of a kezayis. So says Reb Yosef. Lo and behold, we see that Reb Nosson and Reb Yosef are saying the same thing. Reb Nosson said you need a kezayis worth of wine, which probably, formerly, was a revius, and Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yehuda, who said, you need to have a revius worth of blood, so that it can congeal and be a kezayis. So it seems to be the same thing. On that, Amar Abaye, no, Dilma Lehi, who says that they're saying the same thing, and who says each one would agree to the other one's din? Dilma Lehi, Ad kan leika amar Rebbe Nosson hacha de bay revius. Reb Nosson only said what he said with regards to wine, that you need to have a kezayis worth of congealed wine, because by wine its shear is a revius. So being that the shear, what I'm trying to end up with is a revius, so then I need a kezayis of dry wine. So again, I'd kind of like Amar Reb Nosson hacha de bay revius, ela b'yayin de kolish, because wine is not so dense. So if wine is not so dense, the ratio between dry and liquid is a kezayis vis-a-vis a revius, because that is the viscosity of wine, because it's not so terribly dense. Avol bedam, the samech, but blood, even when it's in a liquid form, it's already quite thick and dense. Avol bedam the samech kezayis leibay revius. Maybe you wouldn't necessarily have the same thing. In other words, the proportion and the ratio between wine when it's dry to being a kezayis and wet being revius is only because of the viscosity and the properties which wine has. But blood, which is that much thicker and that much denser, who's to say that the proportion between wet and dry is going to be the same thing? In Ami, Adkan Leikam, the flip side, Adkan Leikam, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda Hassam, Dekezayis, Sagile, Berevis, Elabadam, he only said that proportion, specifically with blood, at the stomach, because it's very thick and dense. Avayayin, in the college, but with wine, which is not as dense, kezayis aviyesim revius, maybe he would maintain that a kezayis would produce even more than a revius. And if so, v'chimapik pachas mi kezayis l'chayiv, and therefore even if you take out even slightly less than a kezayis of dry congealed wine, maybe you would say that you're chayiv, in which case you don't have a riot if they're necessarily saying the same things. Okay, we will call it here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow at 1:15.